You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 28. How much should I promote something? I love this question. I get asked this question a lot in a lot of different ways, really. So a lot of times my clients will ask me, like, how much should I promote this current offer I have, or this event that I have coming up, or this sale that I have, or this promotion? Like, how many posts should I do about it? How many stories should I do? How many emails should I send? How many days should I talk about it? Should I post it on my personal Facebook page too? Like, how much is too much? And even if you offer, let's say, like, the same service all the time, there is still a version of this question, like, how often should I talk about it? How much should I talk about my services? Shouldn't I create some post about other things instead? Like, I can't just sell constantly in every single post, right? Like, I should talk about other things in between there, right? So really, all these questions are versions of this question on how much should I promote something? And really, it's asking, how much can I talk about what I'm selling before I annoy my audience? That's really that underlying question. That's really why we're asking that question to begin with. It's really because we're normal humans who want to know if we're being too annoying to our audience, right? And here's how I want to start the podcast. I want to start by reminding you that everyone following you, they chose to follow you knowing that your local business, who can help them get whatever result it is that you're helping them get whenever they work with you or whenever they buy from you. They know that. Like, that's not a secret. It's not a secret to them that you're a business and that you sell something. And this is actually the very reason that they chose to follow you. So sometimes that's just a good reminder to start. When we have something that we want to promote, but our brain kind of starts screaming at us that we're going to annoy our audience. But I know still we're human. We all have this fear. We want to belong. We don't want our followers to leave. We don't want to be an outcast. We don't want to annoy them. So we tend to play on the safe side, and that's normal. So of course, we're constantly asking ourselves, how much is too much? How much can I promote this? What's the right amount? And that is why I get asked this question in a lot of forms, depending on the situation. And I'm going to tell you the answer, and I have a lot of versions for the answer as well, but I want to share this first. I have an event coming up tomorrow. I'm recording this episode on a Saturday, and even though it's coming out to you on a Tuesday, but I have an event coming up tomorrow here in Baton Rouge on Sunday. And this event is called the Boutique Blowout Sale. So this event is something I do twice a year. And essentially, I have all these local boutiques come together in one place for one day only. And it is this huge sale. Everything is on sale. Nothing in the room can be full price. So it is better than Black Friday. And like, people lose their minds over this event. It's crazy. So I started hosting and putting on this event in 2017 or 2018, but it has kept growing over the years. And it is the biggest event of its kind in the state and possibly even neighboring states. I just have not really done my research, but this event has gotten pretty big. And this is really a podcast for another day, but it did not start out big. Years ago, when I first started this event, it was very low attended. I was not even selling out my booth spaces to the boutiques. I had a lot of empty spaces and people, shoppers were not coming. There were times that we're set up in a ballroom. There would be times that the ballroom would be completely empty. Like there would be zero shoppers even in the room. I would be giving tickets away instead of selling them, trying to get people to come. So for the first year or so, a lot of times these events ended with me crying. But now we have the complete opposite problem. We've had to expand our space. We've tripled in size. We've hired security. We've had to adjust our hours to fit in more shoppers. So we've added a lot of things to kind of adjust for the growing pains just because so many people want to come to this event. So many more businesses want to be a part of this event now. And it's all because truly, I never gave up hyping up this event. And really, I never stopped believing in how amazing this event is and how amazing the deals are for the shoppers. And this is how I continue to hype it up. I continue to constantly hype up how amazing it is, how awesome the deals are. They're better than Black Friday. I hype up how valuable the booth spaces are for vendors, like how much money they're going to make as a vendor. Like it's such a no-brainer for them to participate. So back to my original question, how much is too much to promote something? For this specific event coming up tomorrow, I started promoting this event 55 days out. And it is the only thing that I've talked about on my local social media. I haven't posted about anything else. I think at one point I maybe shared a pizza on my stories when me and my husband went out to dinner, and I've shared a few cute little pictures of my dog, but I have nonstop talked about this event and this event only. I have posted hundreds of stories. Nothing else has been shared to my social media except content about this event. It's the only blog post I've published. It's the only thing I've talked about in my emails. I have Facebook and Instagram ads running. We went on the local news this week to talk about this event. I have local influencers talking about this event. I have 40 other local businesses who are participating in this event also sharing nonstop about this event. We've done giveaways. So it is very much in your face that this event is happening this weekend. And because of that, I've completely sold out of tickets for this event. We are expecting over 1,000 people to come. And I've sold out booth spots. I actually sold out booth spots for this event 6 months ago, and I've already sold out next event, which is in 6 months from now in October. I've already sold out that event as well with a waiting list. And last time we did this event in the fall, we made over $100,000 in 5 hours. And I know we're going to make even more tomorrow just because we've continued to grow even more. And that's because I was willing to get really uncomfortable and share a lot of content and really hype this event up. And I was willing to let myself feel annoying. I was willing to let myself feel like I was promoting this event too much. But on the other hand, I also love what I'm selling. To me, it's a no-brainer. It makes it so much easier to sell something and promote about something and consistently talk about something when you truly believe with everything in you that your audience wants it. And like, why would they not want to keep hearing about it and keep being reminded about it? Like, I truly believe that all of my followers want to come to this event on Sunday. And if they can't come, that they're mad. Like they're mad if they have to go to another event or they can't get a babysitter. I believe that they're mad. Like that's just what I have sold myself on so much. So when you're out there promoting something and you want to make a really big push for something, or you know, you want to launch something new, or maybe you just want to get out of your own comfort zone as far as marketing yourself, it has to start with your belief in what you're offering and your belief that your audience wants it, or you're always going to be facing that resistance and you're always going to be questioning, is this too much? So if you feel like you are not making enough offers on social media, or you find yourself hiding, you're not being direct on social media, you're hoping people just reach out to you, or you're just not selling as much as you like. You know, you're not talking about your services often, you're not telling people how to work with you or why they should. Then I want you to sit down, grab a journal, and really sell yourself on why your audience wants to hear about your services. Why do they want what you have? Why do they follow you? Why do they actually want to be sold to? Remember, they know you're a business. They want what you have. They are interested. So why is it true that they want you to keep selling them and talking about how you can help them and what it's like to work with you or what it's like to buy from you? How is that actually true? That's the belief that I want you to practice building. You've got to sell yourself on that first. And then my actual answer to how many times should you promote something? My actual answer to that is however many times it takes. How many times are you willing to talk about something until you get the result that you want? Let's say that you have a goal to get 5 new clients this month. Are you willing to promote your services as many times as it takes to get 5 new clients this month, or whatever your goal may be? Maybe it's a revenue goal. So one of my clients, Lily, is a cooking instructor, and she and another local business owner who owns a spice shop that Lily does cooking classes, they are planning and selling a culinary group trip to Spain this summer. And they have limited spots of people that can go on this trip, but they're going to go and do all the foodie things in Spain. And I was coaching Lily recently on one of our coaching calls inside the Localpreneur Bootcamp, and we were talking about how much should she promote this trip. And I told her the same answer: however many times it takes to fill all your spots. You won't know how many times you need to promote something until you've filled your spots, until you've reached your goal. You won't actually know the answer. Of course, you can plan a certain number of posts going in so you have your calendar, your schedule to work off of, and you can have an idea of how you want to promote it and kind of everything you want to talk about. But as far as how many posts exactly is the right number to sell out, you won't know until you actually sell out, or you won't know until you hit that goal. So are you willing to do even more than you originally planned? Are you willing to evaluate the post that you're putting out there and think like, okay, like what else haven't I said? I've got this many spots left, or I have this much left to do to get to my goal this month. What else do I need to do? What else do I need to say? Are you willing to put yourself out there and keep doing whatever it takes? Even with my own event, my boutique blowout sale this weekend, I didn't know how many posts exactly it would take. Even as many years as I've done this, I didn't know how many posts it would take to sell out of tickets this year. I plan on my calendar everything that I'm going to do up front. And actually, this year, it got a little bit of a slower start. I wasn't getting the visibility on my posts that I had been getting the past couple years on my post. So about 2 to 3 weeks in to promoting this event, I had to be willing to pivot and to do more and to adapt my plan. So that's when I decided that I would add in a Facebook and Instagram ad. That was not part of my original plan. We have actually sold out in the past couple of years without an ad. Like, we have had the line wrapped around the building to get in to this event without any paid advertising. So that just wasn't something that was needed in the past. But this year, I was able to pivot and add that in to get my visibility up. And then I reached out to some local media and some local influencers that I had not originally planned, because I was thinking, okay, what else? What else can I do My original posts aren't quite getting me the results that I want yet. So what else can I do to get more people to see me and to sell these tickets? Until I finally did get the result that I wanted. So another way to think about how much should I promote something is, how many times are you willing to talk about something until your follower gets the result that they want? So think about that person on the fence who wants what you can help them with, and they're just going back and forth in their head right now. How many times are you willing to show up for that person and help them make a decision to get the result that they want? Sometimes that little switch in focus helps me so much. Like, we're all in our head worried about, like, am I going to annoy them? But switch your focus to them. What can I help them with? Like, why are they following you? How can you help them decide to work with you even faster so they can get what they want even faster? You know, even as far as being your local business coach, I think of the person who's on the fence right now. Like, they've looked at my sales page a dozen times. They keep reading my emails and they're just so back and forth with their head. Like, is this me? Can I make this investment? Can I really do this? Can I get the results? Is this possible for me too? I think about that person. I think about what I need to say to them to help them believe in them. And when I focus on them and I'm thinking of my ideal person who's following me because they just want more local clients. Like, they want to learn how to stand out locally. They want to learn how to talk about what they offer, and they just want social media to feel easier. They want to reach their local people and grow their local following. They just want it to be easy and doable and repeatable. And they just want a process that works so they can finally feel like they have a handle on it, because they know truly what they're capable of deep down. And they know that if they just really knew how to talk about what they did, and if they were really reaching those perfect local people, and if they knew how to sell them and turn them into clients, they know they have so much potential. So I think of that person, and it makes it so much easier to show up and keep making offers to that person. Even when I'm like, well, you know, I just made an offer on the last podcast. I did tell them on the last podcast to join the Localpreneur Bootcamp. Like, should I do it again? I wonder if that's too much. I wonder if that's going to be annoying. It's the same thing, right? But I'll say it again because I'm thinking of that person on the fence. Come join us. It's a lifetime membership. It's everything you need to grow your local business and bring in more clients. So think of your perfect person who wants your help, who wants what you have, and ask yourself, have I said it enough for them? Have I invited them enough? And then another way I like to think about it is, usually, when you've said something enough times and you're like, okay, I've said this a lot. I'm really starting to annoy myself now with how many times I've said this. At that point, you're usually right on track. You're probably just starting to say it the right amount. And I can't tell you how many times I thought that I've said something 100 times. You know, I've put it out there on social media, on emails, on my website, and then people will come and ask me the same questions over and over. So it's like, well, I didn't say it enough. You know, I could say that again. And people aren't seeing everything you put out there either. No one is seeing every post, every story, every email, everything on your website. So take that into account. So my final answer, how much should I promote something? However much it takes to get you the result that you want and to get your client the result that they want, which of course is working with you or buying with you, because they want what's on the other side of that. Okay, my friends, have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week. Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, the Localpreneur Bootcamp. This is my coaching program for business owners who are ready to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.